All four HDNL baseball and softball championships have officially been decided, and the field is set for next week's Charles Lakin tournaments. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on all four championship teams and how each of them clinched in just a moment, as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including a look forward to next week's big Lakin tournaments, some high school golf, some College of the Redwoods football updates, dates, and why it will be a big weekend for local high school track and field. But first up, four champions were crowned in the past 8 days in Big 5 and Little 4 baseball and softball. On Wednesday afternoon, the Del Norte Warriors baseball team claimed the Big 5 title outright with a 6-2 win over the Loggers in Eureka. The Warriors, who have lost just twice in their last 18 games, closed out conference play with a record of 10-2 to end an 11-year wait for a Big 5 championship. And they needed every win, with McKinleyville pushing them all the way and finishing just one win back, including a 1-0 victory over Arcata on Wednesday to put pressure on the high-flying Warriors. Senior pitcher Preston Daniels led the way for Del Norte and is enjoying an outstanding season for the conference champs. Daniels was front and center once again on Wednesday, and he posted victories in all 8 of his Big 5 starts this spring. The Del Norte girls have arguably been even more impressive on their march to another conference championship. The Warriors came out fired up for their final Big 5 game at Eureka on Wednesday, scoring 6 runs in the top of the first inning on the way to a comfortable 10-0 win in 5 innings. The Warriors finished conference play with a record of 11-1, one win ahead of second-placed Fortuna. The championship is the third straight for a dominating senior-heavy team, with many of those seniors playing key roles in all 3 championships. Both Del Norte teams will now turn their attention to next week's HDNL postseason Charles Lakin tournaments as they look to make more history. Both teams will receive a top seed for the tournament and a first round bye, as well as getting the Big 5's automatic North Coast section playoff berths and a probable opening round home game for each. The Del Norte boys have never won the Lakin tournament, which was first held in 2015, while the Del Norte girls will be hoping to make it 2 straight tournament championships after winning the prestigious local trophy for the first time ever last year. Both Little 4 championships were also won in the past 8 days. Late last week, the South Fork girls ended a long wait for a conference title with a doubleheader sweep over St. Bernard's, winning their first Little 4 crown since 1990, when current head coach Lisa Todd was a freshman on the team. In Little 4 baseball, the St. Bernard's boys officially clinched the championship outright with an 8-1 win at Hoopa on Tuesday. Remarkably, the Crusaders have now won 16 of the last 18 conference championships. As conference champions, the South Fork girls and St. Bernard's boys both also will receive a top seed and first round bye for next week's Lakin tournaments, as well as automatic berths for the upcoming NCS playoffs. The Little 4 closed out on Thursday with 6 games. In baseball, Hoopa defeated St. Bernard's 9-3, and Ferndale got the better of South Fork 10-0 in 5 innings. St. Bernard's closed out conference play 10-2, while second place Ferndale is 9-3, Hoopa 4-8, and South Fork 1-11. In softball, the South Fork and Ferndale girls split a doubleheader at Ferndale High School. The home team won the opener 7-6 in 8 innings, with Kaylee Griffith driving in teammate Rainey Rodriguez for the winning run on a walk-off base hit in what was an exciting finish to the game. The conference champs, however, would bounce back to take game 2 in dominating fashion, winning 17-4 in 6 innings. The Hoopa Warriors also were in action and swept a doubleheader at St. Bernard's, winning 4-0 and 6-2. South Fork finished conference play with a record of 9-3, while Hoopa finished second with a record of 7-5, and Ferndale and St. Bernard's tied for third with identical 4-8 records. And with the regular season now concluded, the schedule has more or less been finalized for next week's Lakin tournaments, which get underway on Tuesday. The softball tournament, as usual, will take place at the Arcata Sports Complex. Opening day sees McKinleyville play Hoopa and Fortuna play either St. Bernard's or Ferndale. The semi-finals will take place on Thursday, with the championship game set for next Friday evening at 5 p.m. The opening round of the baseball tournament sees Eureka play Ferndale and McKinleyville take on Hoopa in what will be the Warriors' first ever appearance in the tournament. This year's baseball tournament, however, is switching venues. With ongoing construction at the Arcata Ballpark, the games will be played at Bilotti Field in Eureka, across from the Redwood Acres. The semi-finals will take place on Thursday, with the championship game set for next Friday night at 7 p.m. In local high school golf, meanwhile, McKinleyville senior Jake Gardner clinched the HDNL Boys Championship with another big round at Baywood Golf and Country Club on Monday. Gardner posted a round of 74 to beat the field by 4 strokes, and he closed out the season 10 strokes better than Arcata's Mason Allway, who finished 2nd. Fortuna's Dawson McWhorter placed 3rd, followed by St. Bernard's Braden Simpson in 4th, with 4 different schools represented in the top 4. The top league golfers will now turn their attention to next week's NCS Championships. In local college football news, it's been a busy spring for the College of the Redwoods players. Last week, the players from December's Grizzly Bowl winning team received their rings at a special ceremony on campus. And this week, the team closes out a 5-week spring practice session. Head coach Jason White also announced some new recruits for this fall's team, as Redwoods makes the jump from the American Division to the more competitive National Division, which opens up the possibility of competing for a state championship. Among the new players joining CR are several locals, including St. Bernard's Kieran Flynn, Ferndale's Henry Westfall, Arcata's Alex Greenway, Eureka's Gavin Haberman and Chayton Rose, and McKinleyville's Stephen Graves and Jackson Nigerian. And rounding out a busy week of local sports, this weekend will be a big one for the HDNL track and field athletes. The best league athletes will travel to Fortuna High School to compete in the HDNL Championships, which will take place on Saturday afternoon. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.